I don't know that that I know just exactly what prompts the question. I don't know whether Walter Jenkins or Mike Feldman have had a chance to get our report back to you or not, but I hope you are aware of the fact that we do have some unfinished business, and we put that in the letter. I'm pleased that we were able to get some encouragement on the very important issue about which you asked us to talk to Senator Mansfield. I think maybe we did a little good. At least I'm sure we didn't hurt anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this vice president thing, Herschel?
Oh, golly, I haven't even bothered to make up my mind about that one, Mr. President. I felt that I hadn't realized that there was going to be any opportunity to express an opinion. I'm perfectly willing to back with your judgment on that.
Any of them have any particular familiarity? You all work close with any of them?
Well, we like the two senators that have been mentioned frequently. I think if I were making a choice, I'd be disposed to take the junior senator among those two. For reasons that I doubt if I need to mention to you. First of all, the other fellow is terribly valuable where he is, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether that's a fair way to make this decision or not, but I'm a little glad that somebody else has to make that choice.
both of them been interested in your problems, though.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We did have to oppose Senator McCarthy on this direct payment thing and the dairy connection. That's the only difference of opinion we've had with him, but I think we retained his respect, and I can assure you that he retained ours. That's the one thing we like to be able to do, have a difference of opinion now and then and still respect the other fellow. But I'm not sure that my opinion on this is worth worrying you with at all. There are many other factors that, as I say, I haven't even taken into account.
Much obliged. I'll be in touch with you later.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.